Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, I just got to give you a heads up real quick. If you're in the state of Minnesota, take the time. We've had a lot of people come out. Stop down at the booth at the Minnesota State Fair. We'll be there until Monday night at 9 p.m. It's 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day, and we've got 5 days to go. And again, as I've said, we've had a lot of people stop down. Take the time and come over, swing by and say hey to the crew down at the State Fair booth today. Would you please? We got half the crew down there right now. It is on the east end of the Minnesota State Fair in the grandstand. The east end of the grandstand, two rows in. Check it out when you get a moment, please, and say hello, okay? We take the time to come to you people all over the country, literally from California all the way over to Virginia, whatever the case might be, from Texas to Minnesota. We are doing what we do because of you. So at least come out and say hello if you get a moment, please. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to that page, okay? sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to our live feed. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com. Also, if you'd like to give us a call, please do. We're going to talk about a bunch of things here, but we are going to get to, lest you thought this was a theory. Did you know over, what, the last 50 years? I mean, I was just a little tiny itty-bitty baby boy, friends, and people were talking about all of these conspiracy theories that today, friends, we've run out of conspiracy theories. We need some new ones because they've all come true. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments. And one of the things I'm going to highlight, too, is Americans, 53 countries that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com right now, you know who the bad guys are. I'm going to name them for you just to remind you that, oh, wait a second, I know who that is. Yeah. Everybody knows who the bad guys are. Why are the people on a global basis in the billions allowing a couple hundred people to dictate their lives? And that's the great wonder of the age, right? Because we know the bad guys are creating the narrative. Again, but the great wonder is, why do the people let it? Well, you have to answer that. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Well, let me also say, too, is I remember a couple years back, I posted something. And a guy said, you know what, Bradley, I heard this was all conspiracy theory for 50 years. That's what he told me. And he goes, all of those things that were denounced as theory back then are, in fact, now that they've come to the light, have been found to be conspiracies. Yeah, because the Bible warns of conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9. And if we don't want to pay attention to the Word of God, I'll tell you what, as it says in Proverbs 13:13, that he who despiseth the Word despiseth his own soul. That's exactly right. And it's not just your soul, but it's also your temporary life, because we need to keep in mind, friends, that this is a testing ground, period. This is our warfare. Who do we serve? Period. Well, as for me and my household, as Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord, and so are we. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. He is the standard. John 14:16. Okay, so California just recently goes haywire. Here's a post on social media platforms. Electric car owners are told not to charge their vehicles because of the now heat wave. Just days after announcing that 2035, that there's going to be a ban on gas cars. Folks, if you're paying attention to the details, you're going to see the devil in them again. But I tried to tell you, folks, all of these gas prices surging. Remember, a couple days ago, I highlighted the fact that the oil companies on a global basis are profiting huge in the billions of dollars. Folks, the governments on a global basis are just high-fiving their buddies, their corporate buddies in the gas and oil industry right now. That's all that's happening. That's why gas prices are up. But I also said, not only that, are they gouging the American people, are they gouging people on a global basis, but they're also driving people to buy electric cars. Do you remember when I said that? Well, folks, I just had a look again, and we found that car sales, namely Tesla, just updating this, their car sales in the first quarter shows that the EV revolution could be upon us. So the gas prices increase to drive you away from gas cars, and the people, the useful idiots on a global basis, on cue, respond to those that are setting the narrative by driving them to buy an electric car. Did you know that Tesla sales are up 70%? Folks, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. How hard is it for the people to see when they're being played by ill-designing men? Ephesians 4:14, man, these are the ones. But I want to highlight this because it's important that I do. So now the government is driving you to buy electric cars, no pun intended, driving you to buy electric cars to get away from gas-powered cars. And what's interesting, then they want to dictate as to when you can charge your car after you buy that car. Have you had enough of this yet? I got one more question for all of the smart people out there that think they know the answer. Can you show me in the U.S. Constitution where they're assuming authority to now tell you when you can charge your car or when you can fill up your gas or when you can water your grass or when you can start a fire in your own yard or when you can build in your own? Where in the Constitution gives them authority to dictate every aspect of our lives? Is it time, folks, to defy? Oh, yeah, it's way long overdue. But I'm here to tell you what Patrick Henry said. He was one of our forefathers. He was a son of liberty. He said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people, the good people, the righteous people, the upright people, but it is an instrument for the people to restrain the government. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. We do not work for the government. The government works for us. They're representatives of this limited government in which we have. Now, folks, I could go through and glean and vet all of these truths out of what I just said. But again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Who delegated authority to these people to go ahead and continuously dictate every facet of our lives? Have you, Americans, and only you can answer this question, have you had enough yet? Have you had enough yet? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be right back. I'm going to get caught up on something else that we haven't talked about in a while as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be getting to this in just a couple minutes, lest you thought this was a theory. Think again, friends. Put it up against Jeremiah 11:9. The book of Kings, friends, talks about conspiracies over and over and over again. And those that wanted to rule the lives of men, they were the ones that were responsible for driving not only the narrative, but controlling the conspiracy through the narrative. It's exactly what we're seeing today. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. Have you seen this, friends? This is just today. God, by the way, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Charlby Dean, Triangle of Sadness, don't know who she is. And Black Lightning actor, she's dead at 32 years old. Oh, tell me it isn't so. Tell me it isn't so. Maybe these are the people, perhaps, that haven't been listening to people such as myself that have been warning you about these experimental jabs. I bet it's true. Oh, I bet it's true. I'm leading up to that right now. This is just today, friends. This is just from a five-minute scroll on social media platforms, and guess what I find? Not only an actress, but also Luke Bell, country music singer. Dead at 32 years old. I wonder what could be going on, friends. This is, again, the tip of the iceberg. That's what this is. If I spent all day, every day, on social media platforms, finding out as to who just recently died, you're going to find out over and over again, friends, that the numbers are shocking, to say the least. I mean, some people are making video scrolls of all the people that are dying. I seen one concerning right after last year was over. They did a scroll of all the people that died, and they weren't all old. As a matter of fact, the majority of them were young. And you can bet your bottom dollar, friends, they served the wrong God, didn't they? They served the one that came to steal, kill, and destroy, like that of Bill Gates, like that of Moderna and AstraZeneca, and that of, well, let's go to the NIH or the World Health Organization, Anthony Fauci and this current administration and the last administration, namely Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine. See, they served the wrong God. See, the Lord told us not to mix blood, Leviticus 17:11, right? But they go ahead and they do it anyways. And then what happens? Well, this is what happens. The only thing we can do is warn the people. We cannot make a decision for them. Bradley, I just don't believe it. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It doesn't matter. Facts are stubborn things. Truth demands a response, and they chose not to take heed to the truth that exposed the liars that were selling them these experimental jabs. Is that right? Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy about what's going on here, and I just want to make this point really quick. Did you see this? Health Impact News just recently came out and said new law punishes doctors who challenge the established narrative on COVID-19. Should I leave it there? Should I leave it there, friends? New law punishes doctors. Now the government, through totalitarian methods, is now coming in and telling them, doctors, that are telling you the truth, that if you question the narrative concerning the established narrative on COVID-19, you're going to be punished. You can't make this up. I mean, this is on a global basis. Folks, that's a violation of your First Amendment in a big, big way. Where are all those said representatives in federal and state governments taking the medical industry and big pharma to task on their crimes against the people on a global basis? Where are they? Oh, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're protecting each other. This is all temporary. I spent a whole hour on it yesterday. It's just temporary, friends. That's all. This is judgment, friends. That's all. Just wanted to let you know. That's why this is happening. But a new law is now punishing doctors who call out the narrative on COVID-19 for what it is. Isn't that insane? Oh, here, let me just get back to what I was saying about the people that are dropping over like flies now. And I don't say that disrespectfully in any sense of the word. It does make me angry that people don't take heed. But notice the people that are dying in the masses. Also pay attention to that. According to RedVoiceMedia.com, vax deaths, ready? Experimental jabs, 691% increase in death among children alone. 691% increase in death among children alone. And guess who's still talking? Guess who's still setting the narrative, friends? The same people that are creating what you're seeing statistically today concerning the deaths of innocent children. But again, this is also the same government. And folks, again, don't get me wrong. I know exactly what I'm doing when I'm saying this. The same said government that you tolerate, and I'm talking about corruption in this system, folks, it's not that this is like the first time they've ever done this. They've been exposed for this over and over and over and over again. But again, that was a conspiracy theory too. And then when we give you statistics like 691% increase in death among children, you sit back and you act like, oh, what's causing that? I mean, it's the sickest thing in the world. Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. Does common sense come into play? Open your eyes, folks. We're talking about our kids. This is the same government that sanctioned the murder of 63 million babies. Do you want to equate that with this? Because they're the same people you're listening to, which, by the way, at the end of the day, is your reflection of what government is in America. Because again, let me remind you, Americans, you are the government in this country. You are the government in this country. And if we want to just keep ignoring what's going on here, we can, to our own demise. Put that up against Amos 6:3, because folks, it's coming. Hey, when you have the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, saying it's coming to your front door now, it shows you who they've been listening to. They've been listening to the preacher on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that is continuously held to the Word of God that has been proven for 17 years with a solid track record. Why? Because we're holding to His Word. It's the best place to be. Because it endureth forever. It's forever settled in heaven, the Word is. Okay? And the fact of the matter is we're always going to hold to the Word of God because the Lord is not a man that He should lie. He's faithful and He's true. And He's been proven to be true over and over and over again concerning my short life. Even when I'm faithless, the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy, He's faithful. And He will not deny Himself. Praise God. In spite of me, praise God. Praise God for being the Lord and being faithful and just as He is. I want to show you this. Moving on to the next point. This is where this is going. It's been said, and I'm sure we've said this 1,000 times too. You want to find out who means to control you? Just find out who means to silence you. I'm going to say that again. You want to know who means to control you? Just find out those that mean to silence you. Those are the ones that want to control you. Look at this. Man arrested for talking about his child's gender transition against court orders.
I wish someone would just answer the question. 1-866-582-9933.
1-866-582-9933.
Where does the court reinforce itself in establishing that a father cannot talk against a court that has no authority when it comes to his children because the state has no children?
Hey, folks, Edmund Burke, when he said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, that's exactly what is happening here. They're only doing what it is that you're allowing them to do, period. It's sickening, to say the least. And I'm laughing, folks, so I don't cry like a big fat baby with a wet diaper on. That needs to be changed. Oh my goodness. When I look at the Word, and I see all the prophets of old, the both major prophets and minor prophets, and I seen what they had to go through. It's like, oh my goodness. Look what those guys went through. Over and over and over again, they kept giving the same message. They said it 1,000 different ways, but it was the same message, and it always led to repentance before God for violating and transgressing His moral law. Over and over again, the prophets came out, and they told the people, look what's happening. This is the fruit of your disobedience. Your own wickedness will correct you. I mean, over and over and over again, Jeremiah, 70 years. And then, because the people didn't listen, there was a book of Lamentations. If you haven't taken the time to read the short book of Lamentations, friends, it's on the horizon in America. So when you get a moment to read that, please do, because if that doesn't set you straight, nothing will. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is on the rise once again. It now comes out to an average of 5.6% for the week that ended Thursday. It's a jump of just over a tenth of a percent in the last week. The increase came after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said last week the central bank would keep working hard to fight inflation. On the fourth day that people in Jackson, Mississippi are dealing with a broken water system, the governor of Mississippi is taking action. Republican Tate Reeves announcing the launch of 7 water distribution sites run by the state.
These sites will offer bottled water, bulk non-potable water, and hand sanitizer.
That's after weeks of a boil water notice in effect, with many having no water service at all. You're listening to USA Radio News. There's a new twist in the surge of fentanyl flooding the United States from Mexico. DEA agents in Texas, Washington State, and California say they're starting to see rainbow-colored fake pills that are laced with the deadly opioid. They look like candy and could catch the eyes of children. It takes just a small dose of fentanyl to kill an adult, let alone a child. Special election results are in from one state.
Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Okay, I was just highlighting the fact that man was arrested for talking about his child's gender transition against court orders. The court doesn't have any law in reference to condemning him in the first place. Matter of fact, let's take it a step further. As I said earlier, the state has no children. So what are they talking about? Again, friends, they're assuming authority that's never been given to them. And instead of just turning around and trying to get off of what they're trying to do, why don't you turn around and actually deal with those corrupt judges in the first place? Because when you peruse the Constitution, you have the authority and the God-given right and obligation, commandment, and duty to do so. Okay? That's why this is happening. Period. Where's this going? Again, remember yesterday I was telling you that what's happening, friends, or the day before I was doing a show on what the FBI was doing when they were actually distributing child pornography to catch pedophiles. So you have the criminals creating criminals, right? But those that they're setting up are charged, but those that created the criminals aren't. How does that work? It doesn't. It doesn't at all. This is the system in which we live in today. I mean, as if to suggest that there's not enough criminals out there that need to be rounded up and taught their lesson lawfully. My goodness, folks. I was telling you that they're just showing you who they really are. These elitists, as you have been taught to call them, this is who they are. How many actors have come out of Hollywood and have told you a lot of these major actors and producers and the gist there? Because we already know that they are in the government. We've seen that through Boys Town, the Franklin cover-up case, and the list goes on. But when it comes to Hollywood, how many times have they been exposed for being pedophiles? I literally, folks, hundreds of times. And then people sit back. Where does this come from? It's coming from those that are dropping the narrative. How sick are they? Do you know that when I was warning people about the whole agenda, and I was warning the sodomites as well to repent before God because the fruit is not good, Jude 1:7, it's better for them that they do repent because Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live godly, and it wasn't good because they were destroyed, right? Read Genesis 18 and 19 when you get a moment as well. And with that, friends, why don't you see and understand that when you're dealing with these sodomites, let me say that. By them thy servant is warned, it tells us that in Psalm 19:11. Before removing the law, by the way, the laws are already in your state statute. I don't care what state you're in. But your law that you're looking for in state statute condemns sodomy in every given state. Before removing the laws, ask yourself the question why they were put up in the first place. Because, first of all, they zero in on the kids. Well, am I right? Come on. You can go ahead and say it. You can go ahead and say it, Bradley. You were right. Yep, you were right. Because remember, I was a liar 17 years ago. I was a liar. It wasn't about the children at all. That's all it's been about. Sex before eight, before it's too late, said these sodomites, right? And I warned the American people and those that listen to me across the country that these people, when you give them the green light, there is no limits. They're reprobates. They're never filled, friends. Hell is never filled up. And these people, being the offspring of their father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, John 8:44. Well, he just keeps going on, and he wants to keep pushing his minions as far as they'll go before they end up in hell with him. And when I said that, I knew it was true. As a matter of fact, folks, there is a lot of on social media platforms now. I just seen it the other day for the very first time. There's a lot of innuendo concerning bestiality. No joke. Where's all this coming from? I shared with you the other day, pornography was illegal till 1968. Where's all this coming from? It's coming from those that you tolerate. And you can rest assured those extorted men in government, they're just as guilty as their buddies that they're doing their biddings for. Oh, they are. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you. But where are the limits? There is none. I don't know if you've seen this, and I'm going to take it here, and then I'm going to be done at this point. We're going to get to the main topic. Did you see the teen who identifies as a cat is allowed by school to act feline and not to speak? This is a reflection of the parents, friends. This is a reflection of the parents. This is a reflection of the older people that tolerate this. This is incredibly heinous when it comes to the crimes that are being tolerated to fall down on our children, to say the least. I've never even heard of anything like this. But again, I've said this. I've said to people, I don't know how many times, I never believed that I would have seen the things that I'm seeing today. I would have never believed it in a million years. But now we're here. Right? Now we have kids who identify as a cat allowed by school to act feline. Is that not sick? No, this charge falls to the parents. Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by our children. Who raised up these children? Again, Americans, this is going to keep going on until there's nothing left. And see, this is, again, when it comes to the bad guys, they don't realize that they're being used because when Satan doesn't need them anymore, they're done. There's going to be a lot of people in hell that wished they would have turned ear to the word of God when they had time to do it. But for some reason or another, and then read Ecclesiastes 8:11, and you'll understand. Because they think that judgment's not going to come, or they still think they have more time. They're sadly mistaken. 140,000 people a day die without knowing that they're going to die that day. But where does this stop? Where does this stop? Who's teaching these kids that this is okay? I hope you guys can understand the frustration here at times, because boy, oh boy, I bet that's probably what you're hearing. You know, you got to understand that I'm not above the people, I'm a servant to the people, but I also want you to know that I'm obligated by God to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you, and that's exactly what we do here. Because it's truth that makes men free, John 8:32. Not the compromise, not the half-truth. Not ignoring the issues that need to be dealt with. No, we need to turn around and lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to the responsible party. And this is coming from government, friends. This is all coming from government. And then they want to bring in attorneys and try to sue somebody for speaking out against the atrocities that are being committed by them and their little cohorts. Sickening, to say the least. So, if I would have told you this 5 years ago, that kids were going to act like cats, they're going to have kitty litter boxes in school, you would have said that was a conspiracy theory. Yeah, I remember people talking about in the 90s, even before I was saved. I got saved at the end of the 90s, for real. But I remember people talking about the corruption in government and the conspiracies that were taking place there. And then you heard the worldly wise say it was just a theory, but you knew what those prophetic people were doing when they told you the truth as to who the conspirators were. As a matter of fact, even these conspirators, they would even come out, like George Bush, calling for a new world order. He said, out of chaos will we create a new world order. They just told on themselves because they are also the responsible party for creating the chaos. That's what people haven't figured out yet. I think they are starting to do just that. But now we can see that, like the likes of a George Bush who come out and says over 212 times from the bully pulpit out of D.C., that devil who's in hell now, we all know that, he called for a new world order over and over and over again. And even when he was saying it, you still had the worldly wise, namely the conservatives again of the day, that refused to attack the issues and the people that were creating the crimes, that were calling people that were telling you the truth conspiracy theorists. Well, let me ask you a question now. Is it a theory? Because as I said earlier, friends, I'm running out of conspiracies because all the conspiracy theories that I know of have now come true. And here we are. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Robert Cecil? He's the a British lord of the League of Nations. I'm humored by all these individuals that think they have the upper hand on creating a world without God. What about Winston Churchill? Remember him? He was a total globalist. Bill Clinton, total globalist. Tony Blair, total globalist. He even wrote a book and published it, a book called The Globalist. David Filio. Now pay attention to who these globalists are so you'll understand this alliance here, Isaiah 28, verse 18, which will be disannulled either before judgment or after judgment. But David Filo, he's a businessman. He co-founded Yahoo, the world's first search engine. Janice Friss, he co-founded Skype. You see in this pattern here? Bill Gates invented Windows, the software that spread the use of computers. He also created MSN, Bill Gates did. We all know who that devil is, right? We have Victor Hugo. We have Frank McNamara. These are all globalists. We have the Rothschilds. We have the Rockefellers. I'll get to that in a moment. We have Ruben Mendez. We have Luke Nosek. We have Ronald Reagan. He was a globalist. It's funny. I remember the guy that said he was going to make America great again back in the 80s. He was a total globalist. Stephen Richter. He's the founder of the globalist. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a globalist. We all knew that. But we wanted to act like it wasn't true. And in some ways, friends, he didn't want a new world order, though, in all fairness. David Rockefeller. Council on Foreign Relations. You have Nelson Rockefeller, former governor of New York. He was a sick joker, and he still is, I guess. Jack Santer, president of the European Commission, he's a globalist. Francesco Stippo, businessman, co-founder of Dinner's Club, and the first credit card company in the world. We have Ted Turner, founder of CNN. James Tobin, Nobel Prize for proposing a world tax. I'll be right back. We're going to get to the topic, which we're already
in. Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, it's interesting when I think of Jeremiah 11:9, where it talks about conspiracy. I did a commentator search on all of that. Albert Barnes, Matthew Henry, Adam Clark, the list goes on, and Matthew Henry's was the greatest. And it shows what happens when people depart from God. They take on those that are actually guilty of the conspiracies. Read Jeremiah 11:9. You'll understand. But I want to get back to this because we're talking about, lest you thought this was a theory, I want you to think again. I want to give you a couple more names concerning the globalists. And all of these names, by the way, I'm giving you for the very reason that many of you will say, I know who they are. The founder of Yahoo's a globalist. The founder of Skype's a globalist. We got Jimmy Wales, by the way, that coward attacked me. And then I had the former DOJ member under Ronald Reagan take the time to go defend me without me even knowing about it, which was great. So we decided to bring her, Judith Reisman, on our board, and we did until she passed away a couple years ago from the jab, interestingly enough. But we have Wikipedia, Jimmy Wales, Total pervert, by the way. He's contributed to the globalists. He is a globalist. Again, co-founder of Skype is a globalist. Nicholas Zennstrom. We have world's first search engine under Yahoo, which was the co-founder, Jerry Young. He's a globalist. So, folks, you look at all of these big tech companies, they're all globalists. And I'm sure you've probably seen recently the video of even Zuckerberg taking off his jacket, and he had his messianic symbolism in the back of his jacket, and he said, "We all wear them." Geez, folks. Jeez, I just don't get it. So, lest you think that this is all a theory, that Klaus Schwab is another one of them, Donald Trump praising Klaus Schwab. We heard from a reader last week. They're all in it together. These are the people driving the narrative. Nothing new. Those that are driving the narrative are covering up for their conspiratorial acts against the people. How do you think they got away with killing 3,000 people when the two towers fell? How do you think they got away with killing John F. Kennedy, folks, which 81% of the American people still do not believe that Oswald did it or didn't do it alone? My goodness, I mean, the FBI director, I watched the documentary where the FBI director came out and said they. He was talking about the people that I'm highlighting even now. He said they, back in the 80s, he said this about the Kennedy assassination. He said they just wanted you to know when they shot John F. Kennedy down like a dog in the street that they could get anybody that they wanted to. Why do 329.5 million people allow this? Why do billion, 6 billion, 7 billion people globally, why do you put up with this? Yeah, I mean, again, Americans, you're being laughed at every given step of the way. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to go fast forward. Okay, amen. You know what, John? I'm totally with you, brother. I just had John Tremblay, one. He says, I don't. Amen. Amen. Dude, amen. You know what? Here, you guys have all heard of the donkey, right? The donkey that was out in the farmer's field. The farmer just got done digging a well. And all of a sudden, the farmer started hearing the donkey whine over and over and over. Yee-haw! Yee-haw! And it got to the point where the farmer was so sick and tired of hearing that donkey. Just like what's going on in America today. And what did the farmer do? He went over and got over some of his pals, his neighbors, and said, "Will you come over here and help me? My donkey just fell in the well that I just dug. And you know what? The donkey's not worth it. Let's just go ahead, dig up the dirt, and let's bury him." And what did that donkey do? So all of his friends came over. The farmer's friends came over. And he's still whining, "Yee-haw, yee-haw," right? And all of a sudden, all the farmers come over, all of his neighbors come over, they pick up a shovel, they dig up some dirt, and they throw it onto the back of the donkey. I'm telling you, Americans, to be like the donkey. I'm telling you, those that are listening to me in 53 different countries, to be like the donkey. I'm telling you, friends on social media platforms, to be just like John. Going back to the donkey. Do you know what that donkey did? He was so stupid, some would say. He was whining about everything that was going on. Does that sound familiar, friends? Sometimes the ass has to prophesy because you're not listening the way that you should listen, right? Balaam? Yep. Hey, for every scoop of dirt that they threw on the back of that donkey, you know what that donkey did? Be that donkey, friends. That donkey shook off the dirt. And that donkey had enough common sense to use the dirt that was being thrown on his back, to use the dirt that was being thrown on him to bury him as a stepping stone after he shook it off, until the point where the donkey walked out of his own grave. That's why we put on Christ. Metaphorically, as a parable, however you want to take it, folks, be the donkey. Be that donkey that shakes it off and uses it as a stepping stone to walk out of the grave that they mean to bury you in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to show this video to you because I want you to see this for yourselves. lest you thought that was going on. And by the way, this goes back to the pandemic. It goes back to September 11th. It goes back to everything and anything which is a created narrative or a created crisis. Out of chaos, we will create a new world order. These are the ones creating the chaos to bring in a new world order. Okay? Here, let them tell you. And I think Klaus Schwab wants to tell you right now.
At the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to.
At the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion, he said. Who's creating the revolution? They are.
It's a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Biological identities.
When we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains.
Oh, by the way, Elon Musk is another globalist. So is his mother. And this should explain to you why he's getting all the attention that he is. But he wants to put a chip in the back of your brain just like Klaus Schwab does. But they're now coming out of the closet, and they're blatantly saying this to the world, friends, that this is what they want to do. Klaus Schwab right now is talking about putting a chip in the back of your brain. Now listen carefully.
And I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
And then he turns around, looks at the audience, and says, you're all going to have implants. Why do you submit to this, Americans? And to those that don't, we're in this together because we can do this. Amen. Let's go on.
Around 2030, I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
And many of these things by 2030 will be directed into our bodies, they said, right? Does this sound familiar? Yeah, I hope so.
Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is a...
This is the head of Moderna. He's a devil. He's talking about taking electronic pills.
Chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal, but you took the tablet. So
in other words, the government wants to dictate. So when they tell you to take a medicine, or they tell you to take a experimental jab, or whatever the case might be, they're going to be able to detect it, and they'll be able to do that through forms of radar. Okay, and biological technology that they want to put inside of these pills. This is what they're talking about. These are the people that are responsible for the chaos. And this is what they're doing outside of the chaos, is creating a new world order. And these devils want to dictate 6-7 billion people? No, not going to fly.
Imagine the applications of that, compliance.
The new accounting.
He said they want compliance. Did you hear that? They want compliance by force. They'll have the technology by 2030, they're saying. They're not hiding this. They're coming out and saying this through summit meetings on world governments. This is 2022. This is brand new information.
It's what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy. This new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming?
Listen to these devils.
So, individual carbon footprint tracker.
Individual carbon footprint tracker.
Are you going to give them this, friends?
Humans are now hackable animals.
Humans are now hackable animals. Did you hear what this devil said? Humans are now trackable animals. I mean, here, let's finish this up.
You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit, and they have free will, and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over. To 811, brought to you by Comcast.
We'll see about that. I guess, hey, folks, they've been talking about doing this for thousands and thousands of years. Okay? Are you going to give it up? Are you going to forfeit your God-given rights? Me neither. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.